In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share with you this afternoon a simple message.
奉主圣名，今天下午我要跟大家分享一个简单的讯息。
Because I'm a simple person.
因为我是一个很简单的人。
And the message, though, I hope will help us to examine ourselves and to motivate us to strive to improve in our love and our faith and our hope and trust in the Lord Jesus.
我希望今天下午这个讯息不只能使我们检讨我们自己，也能帮助我们、催逼我们，让我们在信仰上、爱上都能长进。
And this message will come from a story that we are all very familiar with.
那这个信息是从圣经里面一个故事我们非常熟悉的里面来的。
And we have probably all heard many sermons on this topic.
我们在正道里面也许也有听过很多次。
It is the story of Abraham and Isaac.
就是亚伯拉罕和以撒的故事。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 22.
请翻开创世纪二十二章。
Genesis 22.
创世纪二十二章。
And we will read from verses 2 through 16.
从二节到十六节。
Please read.
创世纪二十二章第二节到十六节。神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。第三节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。第四节
Verse four.
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。第五节
Verse five.
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。第六节
Six.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。第七节
Seven.
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊。亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？第八节
Verse 8
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行。第九节
Verse 9
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。第十节
Verse 10
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。十一节
11
主神的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说，我在这里。十二节
Verse 12
天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。十三节
Verse 13
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。十四节
Verse 14
亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说，在主的山上必有预备。十五节
Verse 15
主的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说，十六节
Verse 16
主说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说
Amen. Now in this story, we know that God stops Abraham just in time.
我知道在这个故事里面，神在那最后一刻停止了亚伯拉罕。
There's a voice from heaven.
因为有天上有声音下来。
He says, Abraham, Abraham, don't lay a hand on your child.
他说亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕不可加害这个童子。
Now I'm sure at that moment that Abraham really breathed a sigh of relief.
我想那时候亚伯兰心中大概是呼了一口气。
Because once the voice appears to him or sounds to him, it all begins to make sense.
当这个声音来的时候，他就能很清楚的了解。
God just wanted to see if Abraham was willing to give up his only son Isaac.
神只想知道说亚伯拉罕是否愿意把他独生儿子以撒献给神。
But when all things were said and done, he really wasn't asking him to literally sacrifice his son.
但是实际上神没有真的要他把他的儿子献祭献上给神。
But what if he was?
但是如果神真的这么要的话呢？
You know, it's interesting that this is the first time, the first mention of the word sacrifice anywhere in Scripture.
在这圣经里面，这里从这里是第一次谈到这个献祭这个字。
It's also the first time a burnt offering is recorded.
也是第一次这个燔祭被记载的。
You see, by the time of Moses, there were a variety of offerings.
在摩西的时候，那时候就有很多的祭。
And it's probably safe to say that during the time of Abraham, it was the same way.
所以我们可以假设说，在那时候亚伯拉罕的时候，也是应该有很多的祭的。
There was the grain offering.
有素祭
，which was an offering of grain, of flour, or cakes.
就是把这个蔬菜谷物献给神。
And it was given in recognition of God's goodness and God's providence.
这个纪念素祭是纪念神的供给。
There was a fellowship offering.
也有平安祭
，which was an offering of an animal given in thanksgiving and fellowship.
这个祭是用动物献给神来纪念我们这个平安。
And it was often accompanied by a communal meal.
那这个祭也接着有一个这种团契的聚餐。
And there was a sin offering.
那也有这个这个赎罪祭。
It was a mandatory offering given to atone for the people's sins.
那这个是当人犯了罪的时候是必须要献的一个祭。
And then there was the guilt offering, which was given to atone for certain sins that required restitution.
那再来也是有赎愆祭，这个赎愆祭是有一些犯了某些罪，借这个赎愆祭能再次和好建立关系。
See, in our prayers today, we make the same kinds of offerings to God.
所以今天在我们祷告里面，我们也献了这么多的不一样的祭给神。
We pray to God for forgiveness of sins.
我们祷告神，求神原谅我们的罪。
We pray to God in thanksgiving.
我们也感谢神。
We pray together in communal fellowship.
我们在祷告，我们祷告神，让我们在这里一起团契。
But of all of the offerings, the burnt offering was totally different.
但是在这所有的祭里面，这个燔祭是比较不一样的。
Because it represented a totality.
因为这个燔祭是代表全部的全所有的。
In one sacrifice, the person who was making the sacrifice was asking for atonement for sin.
在这个燔祭里面，献燔祭的人是要求把他所犯的罪都洁净。
They were expressing their devotion to God.
他代表说他们对神的一个奉献。
They were making a complete and committed surrender to God.
表示说他们对神全部彻底的一个奉献。
So during the time of Moses,
所以在摩西的时候
，a burnt offering was offered every morning.
那时候这个献火祭、燔祭是每天早上都要献的。
Every evening,
每天晚上。
On the Sabbath, they had a double offering.
那所以在这个安息日的时候是多献两次。
And on special feasts, there were additional burnt offerings that were made.
那在节期的时候也有很多的燔祭。
And anyone could offer a special burnt offering to God to express their special devotion to Him.
所以任何人都可以献这个燔祭来代表他对神的这个一个奉献，一个全部的献出。
And the animal, excuse me, the animal to be offered was to be male.
那这个献的动物牲畜是要公的。
Because male animals were considered of the greatest value.
因为这个公的牲畜，动物是比较有价值的。
And they would make these animal offerings based upon what they could afford.
所以这个他们所能所献的牲畜也是代表说他们能付出多少。
The average wage earner could afford maybe a young sheep or a goat.
所以一个普通的人也许可以承担。付出一只羊羔或是公羊。
The more wealthy could afford to offer bulls.
那如果比较有钱就能献一只牛。
The less wealthy perhaps would offer to sacrifice doves or pigeons.
那比较没有钱的可能就是献上这个鸽子。
But no matter what the animal was, it had to be unblemished and without defect.
但是不管献上什么，这个所献的是毫无残疾的。
As in all offerings, the person making the offering was to lay his hand on the the head of the animal.
所以在献祭的时候，这个所献的人要把他的手放在要献的这个祭的这个动物牲畜上面。
This was to express identification between himself and the animal.
这是要表达说他跟这个要献的动物的一个区别。
Whose death would then be accepted in atonement for their sin.
这样子，这所献的动物这个的死就能赎他的罪。
And the blood would be sprinkled on the sides of the great altar.
那这个动物的血就会洒在这个祭坛的周围。
And the whole sacrifice would be burned up.
那这整个这个祭，这个动物所献就会全部烧掉。
So this was the most comprehensive of the sacrifices.
所以从这里看到我们这个燔祭是最完全的一个祭。
So the completeness of its burning speaks of the dedication on the part of the worshipper.
所以这个完全的焚烧也代表说这个献祭人 的完全的奉献。
Now if we go back to Abraham,
那我们再回来看这个亚伯拉罕。
This is what God was asking him to do.
这是神所要求亚伯拉罕所来做的。
To sacrifice Isaac.
来把以撒献给神。
Now we know that Abraham had three days to think about this.
那我们知道亚伯拉罕有三天可以想这个事情。
And if God had not showed up when he did,
那如果神没有在那最后一刻出声跟亚伯拉罕说话的时候，
we could only imagine what kind of horrific sight and feeling that would have been.
我们可以想象说那时候要所发生是多么可怕、多么难过的事。
Because up to this point in his life, Abraham really had not had to go through too much hardships at all.
因为从这到这一段期间。亚伯兰真的还没有经历过许多需要受苦的事。
And certainly he didn't have to lose anything.
他也不需要失去任何东西。
But then he hears this message from God.
但是他从神得到这个讯息。
Kill your son. Kill your son.
把你的儿子以撒杀掉献给我。
The son that you love.
这个你所爱的儿子。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Have you ever had an Isaac in your life?
你在生命当中是否曾有过以撒呢？
Something or someone that you treasured and you cherished more than life itself.
是否在你生命当中有一些东西，是否有一个人是你认为比你生命更宝贵的呢？
Something that if you lost, you would be totally crushed.
如果你失去这个东西或这个人，你会真的受到很大的打击。
Think of something that you love more than anything else in the world.
想一想。在你生命当中有没有什么东西什么人是你爱超过你的生命呢？
Something that you cannot do without.
有没有什么东西什么人是你不能失去的呢？
Something that you love with all of your heart.
有没有什么东西什么人是你深深的爱着的？
Maybe even more than you love God.
甚至超过你爱神呢？
Whatever it is.
不管是什么。
Don't be surprised if one day you hear a small voice asking you to sacrifice it.
不要奇怪说有一天你会听见一个声音跟你讲说要你把这个你所最爱的献上给神。
That voice may come as a shocking surprise to you.
当这个声音来的时候也许你会很觉得很惊讶。
Because suddenly you might hear you receive a phone call saying, I'm sorry, but your spouse has been in a terrible car accident and may not survive.
也许你会接到一个电话说有个人说很对不起你的伴侣你的妻子或先生发生了车祸也许他活不没有办法过活过今天。
Or I'm sorry, the doctor tells you I'm sorry, but your child has leukemia and will be facing months and months of painful chemotherapy.
或者电话来了医生跟你说很对不起你的儿子或是女儿患了白血病他要经过很多个月的这个治疗很痛苦的治疗。
Or your boss calls you into his office and says, I'm sorry, we appreciate your many, many years of dedicated work, but we have to let you go.
或者是你老板把你叫到他的办公室说很对不起我很感激你这几年来对公司的奉献跟服务但是我们真的要让你走了。
Just this past Thursday,
在过去这个礼拜四,
another brutal and senseless killing took place in a college in Oregon.
在奥利冈，我们听到又有这个谋杀案。
That morning, students and teachers left their homes to attend classes in a small, quiet, peaceful town.
我们在那一天早上、啊、这个老师跟学生离开他们家，要去这个很小的这个社区 来上课。
Moments later, many are dead and several are wounded.
但是不多久以后，很多人都死了，也很多人受伤。
And we now know that the shooter questioned them whether they were a Christian or not.
那我们现在知道说，那个枪手问那些人说，他们是不是基督徒？
If they said yes, they were a Christian.
如果他们回答说他们是基督徒，
he shot them in the head.
他们就这个枪手就把在他们的头上开枪。
If they said no or they stayed quiet,
如果他们说不是或是不讲话，
he shot them in the leg or another body part.
他这个枪手就打用枪打在他们腿上或其他身体的部分。
You see, that awful day, parents, spouses, children, they faced their Isaac moment.
所以在那可怕可畏的一天，他们的父母或是他们的妻子儿女，都面临了这个以撒要被取走的那一天。
A moment that forever changed their lives.
那这一刻永远地改变他们的生命。
Sometimes after we deal with these type of impending losses,
有时候当我们经历过这种失去的很宝贵的东西的时候，
Sometimes God will appear to us and say, "Stop, no more, it's done."
那也许有时候神会突然出现跟我们说，停住。不要继续了。
Your sickness is healed.
也许你的疾病得被得医治。
Your loved one is going to live and be around for a while.
也许你所爱的就能存活，继续活着。
But what if he doesn't?
但是或者是他不能存活呢？
What if God asks us to go through to the end?
或者神要求我们过一直走到尽头呢？
What if the worst thing that could happen, we could think could happen, actually does happen?
或者是我们想象能最坏的事情真的发生了呢？
What if we never hear that voice telling us it was all just a test?
或者我们也不会听到那个声音跟我们讲说啊，这只是一个考试而已。
If that ram in the bush never appears, never shows up.
那在小树上被缠住的那个公羊没有出现。
See, that's when we have to cling to dear life for the word of God.
那这也就是我们要把握抓住神的话在我们生命当中。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们请翻开罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。罗马书第八章二十八节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
Now most of us know this verse because it's a very comforting and nice verse.
我们大部分人都很熟悉这个经节，因为这是一个对我们一个很大给我们很大的安慰。
But notice that it says the good of those who love him.
但这里是说叫爱神的人得益处
，not the wishes of those who love him.
不是说叫那些希望的人希望他们的人得益处
or not for the peace of those who love him
不是为那些要得平安的人
or for the joy of those who love him
或是那些希望得到喜乐的人
but it is for the good of those who love him
是要那些爱神的人得益处
so what is the good
所以这个益处是什么呢
often we think what's good is what we want
我们常常想说这个益处是我们所想要的
It's what makes us feel all nice inside.
这些就是我们认为我们让我们觉得心里很舒服、很好受的。
So sometimes we interpret this verse to mean if we love God, then everything is going to go well.
所以有时候我们就解释这些经节说，如果我们爱神，那我们的所有事情都应该很顺利的。
But sometimes we quickly find out that the good is not only sometimes what we want, but it is often rarely what we want.
但是我们常常会发现说这个益处很多时候不是我们所想要而且根本就不是我们所要得到所想要的。
But if we study the Bible,
如果我们查考圣经的话
we see that there are very few people who committed their lives to God, they didn't have these storybook lives.
我们发现说这些在圣经里面这些把他们身心献给神的他们的这个结局他们一生没有像那个童话书的这么好的一个结局。
And they didn't all get what they wanted.
他们也从来没有得到他们所想要的。
Because the Bible is filled with pain and suffering and tears.
因为这圣经里面充满了痛苦、受苦跟眼泪的。
It's filled with stories of human beings who desperately wanted something.
充满这，我在圣经里面常常看到说，看到这些人都想要一些东西。
But it turned out that what they wanted wasn't necessarily what God wanted for them.
但是很多时候，他们所想要的并不是神要给他们的。
There is an old saying.
这有一个话这么说。
Suffering is wanting something you don't have.
这个苦难就是说想要你所不能得到的东西。
Or having something you don't want.
或是有你所没有你所你不想要的东西。
If we put it another way.
如果我们换一句话说。
Suffering happens when our will and God's will are not the same.
这个受苦或是苦难常常发生在我们的意识跟神的意识是不一样的。
There's a good example of this in the book of Mark.
在马可福音有一个很好的例子。
Mark 14.
我们请翻开马可福音14章。
Mark 14.
马可福音14章。
Verses
32 through 36. 32到36节。马可福音14章32到36节。32节。他们来到一个地方名叫克西马尼耶稣对门徒说你们坐在这里等我祷告33节于是带着彼得雅各约翰同去就惊恐起来极其难过34对他们说我心里甚是忧伤几乎要死你们在这里等候警醒35节他就稍往前走俯伏在地祷告说倘若可行便叫那时候过去36节他说阿爸父啊在你凡事都能求你将这杯撤去然而不要从我的意思只要从你的意思
Now a lot of people when we read about the prayers of the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane
很多人当我们读到这个主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告的时候
They kind of just skip over the firsttwo prayers and they focus on the third prayer.
我们很几乎很快的把前面两个祷告看过，然后专注于第三个最的祷告。
And they wonder how Jesus went from saying, "Take this cup from me," to "May your will be done."
他们常常想说，如何主耶稣祷告如何从把这杯去撤去到说愿你的旨意成全呢
？But if we look at the first part of this prayer.
如果我们看说这个祷告的第一个部分。
He says, Abba, Father.
他说阿爸父。
Everything is possible for you.
在你凡事都能。
Take this cup from me.
求你将这杯撤去。
In the book of Luke.
在路加福音这么说。
It says that Jesus was in anguish.
说在主耶稣极其难过。
And so being in anguish, he prayed so earnestly.
所以因为他极其难过所以 他是很迫切的祷告
His sweat poured down until he was kneeling face down in a pool of perspiration
他的头低下来他的汗滴流满面流到在对的地方都湿掉了
Have you ever put this picture in your mind?
你有没有曾经把这个景象想象在你脑海里面
Picturing the Lord Jesus in this type of prayer
想象主耶稣在这么的祷告
Crying
这么的祈求
Tears flowing down his face continually.
这个眼泪从他眼睛流下来。
Imagine what was in his mind.
想想说他心里是怎么在想呢
Then he knew the next few hours would be constant pain and torture.
因为他知道说在下几个小时是不停的，说他要受不停的苦跟不停的这个言行。
He knew that the word of God had prophesied.That he would die and how he would die.
因为他知道说神的话已经预言说他要怎么死。
And he probably even knew ahead of time the words that he would have to say.
他也应该知道说他在下几个钟头他要说的话是什么。
Have you ever thought about the horrible sights that he would have to see?
你有没有想过说这个主耶稣要经历过的那个景象呢？
He would have to look down from the cross to see his mother staring up at his battered and beaten and bruised and bloody body.
他被钉在十字架，看他的母亲，看到他自己的儿子被钉在十字架，被拷打，身体都烂 的情形。
His mother would have to see him suffering in pain beyond words.
他的母亲要看到他所受的苦的情形是这样子的。
His disciples, who were his closest friends, would desert him and swear that they didn't even know him.
那他最亲的门徒都四散而逃，都甚至都不承认主。
And all of the masses of people who had just days before welcomed him into the city by laying palm fronds in front of him are now turning against him in disgust, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
那这很多群众在几天前在欢呼他，用棕叶铺着路上迎接他进城，现在都反对他，憎恨他，甚至说要把他钉死，把他钉死。
He would face these Roman soldiers carrying out their duty to the fullest.
他也面对这些罗马士兵，把严格的执行说他们应该要做的。
But worst of all,
但是最难的
was that moment when the father would turn away from the son.
最难的、最痛苦是那一刻，天父转过不看他。
And in essence would say to him, "I can have nothing to do with you. You are a vile sinner."
换句话说，那个意思就是说我不能跟你有任何关系，因为你是最污秽的罪人。
And I think the Lord Jesus would have rather endured all of that pain and suffering to avoid that moment.
那我想主耶稣是宁可承受各种各样最苛刑跟苦难，也不愿意面对那一刻的。
But he couldn't.
但是他没有办法。
There was no voice from heaven saying, "Don't do it."
那没有从天上的响声说，不要做。
There was no ram caught in the thicket to replace Jesus on the cross.
也没有山羊被这个扣在这个小树当中作为他的献的燔祭。
And we all know what happens next.
我们知道说接着发生了什么事。
Now, how many times have we prayed this type of prayer to our Lord?
那我们自己有多少次这样子献上跟主神献上这样的祷告呢？
How many times in our lifetime do we pray like this?
在我们生命当中有多少次我们是这样子向神祷告？
Lord, you can do everything.
主啊，你可以做各样的事。
Nothing is impossible for you.
没有任何事是对你太难的。
Please, Lord, just this once, take this suffering out of my life.
请你就这么一次把我的这个所受的苦移开吧。
Please, Lord, answer my prayer.
主啊，请你回答我的祷告。
I think maybe only the Lord Jesus could have taught us this lesson.
我想也只有主耶稣能教导我们这一课。
Because after all the things that we could possibly lose in this world,
当我们经过说我们有可能丧失我们所认为宝贵的东西。
What is more precious than what he lost?
什么可以比较过他所丧失的更宝贵呢？
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
我们请翻开希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Verses 7 through 9.
第七节到第九节。
Hebrews 5, verses 7 through 9.
希伯来书第五章七节到九节。第七节，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应许。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。第九节，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源。
Now, if we look at some of the key words in this verse,
如果我们看到一些关键的字语
，we see that.The Lord Jesus really is teaching us what to do.
我们看到说主耶稣基督真的是教导我们应该要怎么做。
Because in sacrifice we suffer.
因为在献祭的时候我们受苦。
In suffering we cry.
那在我们受苦的时候我们哀求。
And through tears we learn obedience.
那借着流泪我们学习了顺从。
And through obedience we are made perfect.
那借着这个顺从，我们就成为完全。
And through perfection, we gain salvation.
那借着这个完全，我们就得了永生的救恩。
This is the meaning of sacrifice of burnt offering, which is broken and completely burnt.
这就是这个燔祭的意思，就是打碎完全的焚烧。
It's not easy to be asked to sacrifice something.
我们被要求来献上一个祭，牺牲东西是不容易的。
Because along with sacrifice comes words like submission and suffering and pain.
因为我们当想到献祭，接下来的我们可以想象就是要顺服，要受苦，接当有苦难。
That's why they call it a sacrifice.
这就为什么他们说这是一个献祭，一个牺牲。
There's a cute little story.
这有一个故事这么说。
You may have heard it.
也许你我们都听过了。
It's about a chicken and a pig walking down the street.
是有一个鸡跟一个猪在路上走。
And they walk past a building, and there's a sign. Help feed the homeless.
他们经过了一个建筑物，这建筑物说，请为那些无家可归的人。
So the chicken says to the pig.
所以这个鸡就跟猪说
，Hey, maybe we should do our part.
鸡就说，也许我们应该做我们应该做的。
How about we go inside? I give an egg, and you give some bacon.
也许我们可以进去，我给一些蛋，那你给一些培根。
And the pig looked at the chicken.
那猪就跟看着鸡这么说。
He said, "That's easy for you to say."
你说的很容易啊。
For you, it's only an offering. For me, it's a total sacrifice.
对你来讲，只是一个献上一个的东西。对我是完全的牺牲。
Suffering is a process of purification.
这个受苦是一个洁净的一个过程。
It's a process that we have to go through to become perfect.
我们要经过这个过程才能得为成为完全。
Before we can truly be called people of God, children of God,
在我们能被称为说是神的儿子，神的儿女。
We need to go through suffering.
我们需要经过这个苦难的。
It's part of our growth process.
这是我们要成长的一个过程。
Let's turn to Isaiah 55.
请翻开以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Verses 8
and 9. 8跟9节。以赛亚书55章第8节第9节。主说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。第9节。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
I really like this verse.
我真的很喜欢这个节。
Because there are many times in our life we will face those moments when we say, "Why me, God?"
因为在我们生命当中有很多时候，我们常常会像神这么说：“为什么是我呢
？”Why? Why do I have to go through this?
为什么？为什么我要经过这个苦难呢
？I don't understand you, Lord.
主啊，我真的不了解为什么。
But the question we really should be asking is.
但是我们应该要问的问题是这个。
Why not me?
为什么不是我？
Am I so holy and righteous?
我们是否真的很圣洁、很公义呢？
That I don't need to be disciplined?
我真的不需要被管教吗？
That I don't need to go through this suffering?
我真的不需要经过这个受苦的过程吗？
Many things God does, we just don't understand.
很多时候神所做的，我们真的是不知道、不了解。
Because we are limited by our finite mind.
因为我们被我们的心思意念所局限住。
God is outside of that.
但是神是超乎这些的。
And the problem many of us trying to understand God is we try to bring God down to our level.
问题是说，我们当了解神的时候，我们把神把它降到跟我们所能了解的这个范围、这个程度。
Try to bring him down to a point where we think we can understand him.
我们常常把神降到说我们可以理解的程度。
Instead of just recognizing that his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts.
没有想到说他的意念高乎我们的意念，他的道路高乎我们的道路。
There's many things that happen in life that we just don't know the answer to.
很多发生在我们生命当中的事，我们真的是没有答案的。
We can answer a lot of questions.
我们可以回答很多的问题。
The who, the what, the where, the when, the how.
什么人，什么事，什么时间，怎么做。
But the why, many of the whys, we just have to wait until we meet him face to face.
这个为什么很多的为什么我们真的没有答案，直到说那一天当我们跟主耶稣面对面的时候，我们就会有答案。
And then we can ask him why.
那时候我们就能问他为什么。
But I guarantee you, brothers and sisters,
但是我向你保证弟兄姐妹，
When that moment comes,
在那一刻来的时候，
We will not care about the whys.
我们再也不会关心说为什么呢。
We will be just so happy to have made it.
我们只会很高兴的很乐意说我们已经有进入了达到了。
To be standing in the presence of the Almighty God.
能站在这个神这个全能的神面前。
So all of those whys will seem so trivial to us.
所以这些所有的为什么都看起来都已经是微不足道了。
So there is going to come a moment in every one of our lives.
所以我们每一个人都会有这么的一刻。
And truthfully, the earlier comes, the better.
那真的是这个一刻是越早来越好的。
And we realize that we are not God.
那我们就会了解说我们不是神。
But that God's ways are better than our ways.
但是神的道路高于我们的道路。
So even when the things are the bleakest and the darkest,
甚至那一刻是最黑暗、最艰难的时候，
when God's ways seem so illogical,
甚至当神的道路看起来是这么不合逻辑，
We can find comfort and confidence in knowing that there is something better waiting ahead for us.
但是我们可以想象说，在那后面就有更好的东西，那借着这个更好的东西，我们就有对它有信心。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们翻开希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Verses 35-39.
希伯来书十一章三十五到三十九节，三十五节，有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。三十六节，又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练。三十七节，被石头打死，被锯死。受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害。三十八节，在旷野、山林、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。三十九节，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
Chapter 12, verses 1 through 3.
第十二章一到三节，十二章一到三节。我们既然有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。第三节，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So a burnt offering is an offering of one's totality.
所以如果燔祭是代表说一个人 全部全备的奉献。
So in conclusion, I pose a question.
所以最后我以这个问题做结论。
Say that tomorrow we are asked to endure the sacrifice of something or someone very near and dear to us.
假如说明天我们被这么问，要求说我们要忍受我们所最亲爱的人或最亲爱的事，
maybe our own life,
也许是我们自己的生命，
or the life of a loved one,
或者是我们所爱的人的生命，
how will we respond?
那我们要怎么去回答呢？
Is our faith, our trust, and our love for God strong enough to endure that Isaac moment that when it comes?
我们对神的这个信心、爱心，是否能承受说，当那个以撒要献以撒那一刻来到我们身上、生命上中呢？
We need to examine ourselves honestly and deeply.
我们需要检视自己，很真实的来看我们自己。
If I face that moment,
如果我们面对那一刻，
Will I still be able to hold on to the hand of God?
我是否能还抓住神的手呢？
Or I let go and run?
或者是我会放开他的手就跑掉的呢？
Will I still be able to love him and trust him completely?
我是否能还爱着他，相继着他，全心全意的信他呢？
Or will I desert him like his disciples did?
或者我会像门徒一样逃跑了呢？
Will I deny him?
或者我会不认他？
It's really a simple question.
这是一个很简单的问题。
A simple message.
一个很简单的讯息。
But hopefully, we can think about this from time to time.
但是希望我们都能常常的，常常的想。
So that we know how strong our relationship is with God.
这样我们才知道说我们跟神的这个关系多么的多么 的坚强，多么的密切。
And how sincere it is.
那多么的实在。
Let's sing him 485.
请唱诗485首。我们一起跪下来祷告。